Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 230. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And yeah, 230 episodes. That's a lot of episodes. It's a lot of feelings. So thanks for listening. And I've got a good episode for you today. I want to talk about the law of attraction, or at least my definition of it. And I think, you know, my definition is kind of a combination of things, but I think it'll be helpful, and I think it'll help you make sense of this idea of attracting what you want in your life through your mindset. And, you know, I wanted to do this episode because, frankly, I've never really vibed with how this idea is presented on like social media or in like the book The Secret. Like, it seems so focused on literally picturing what you want and then getting what you want. Like, you could keep picturing a happy relationship and then you get it. You can keep picturing a new house, a new car, whatever, and then you get it. That, like, the mind literally attracts what it focuses on. That it's like one for one, that it's like a menu, you just order from it. And I'm kind of like half with that, half not with that, but in like a really hopeful, optimistic kind of way. So in this episode, I just want to quickly talk about my version of the law of attraction and how I think it will help you keep your expectations high for yourself and your life and your hope intact. And because of that, you will ultimately end up literally attracting what you want. So I'll hop right into it here. Quick ask of you before I do. You know, I don't do sponsors on the show. I don't have any plans to do that. So if you're digging what I do on the podcast, if you're picking up what I'm putting down and you're looking for a way to support me, it's super simple. You could check out newmindsethoodis.com. You could check out the 60-day New Mindset Journal or my new relationship workbook, Single is Your Superpower. Or you could just drop a 5-star rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcast. And that's it. Both would be epic. I appreciate you nonetheless. It's super easy. And thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me. It really is unreal how much love and support and feedback you give me. So I am eternally grateful for that. So thank you so much. But let's chat about this idea here, this idea of the law of attraction. And frankly, I don't even call it the law of attraction. I just call this how I see the world. I call this my like life mindset. Basically, I call this what I choose to believe. This is about what I choose to believe is true about the world in which I live. So, quick story of what prompted me to want to do this episode, what reminded me that I live this law of attraction without really realizing it, and how I think it could be helpful for you. So, the other day I was watching that movie, Prometheus. It's like the prequel or the sequel to Alien. I don't even know. But in it, these folks are on like a space expedition to find who created humans, like who created the human race. And this one woman is talking about how she believes they're going to find it. They're going to find the people or the thing or the entity that created humans, that she believes it's out there waiting for them to find. And this other dude is like challenging her. He's like, well, how can you know that? We've seen no evidence. We know nothing. You know, there's nothing out there for us. We're on a fool's errand. And her answer is really simple. That when he pushes her and says, how can you be so sure it exists? She simply says, I don't know, but I choose to believe. She says, I don't know. It's what I choose to believe. And that's it. That's the vibe here. And the second I heard that, I was like, damn, I wrote that down because that's me. That I see the world in a certain way. I expect certain things from the world around me. And because of that, because of what I believe in, more often than not, I find it. I find what I expect. I find what I believe in to be true. And that's the law of attraction. It's a law of attraction because I choose to believe in certain things. I fundamentally believe in certain things on like a foundational level. And because of that, I see them, I experience them, I live them. They come to me, I find them. And more importantly, I then reflect them in who I am and the man I am. And it's because I then become those things myself that I then literally attract what I want in life. And this is the law of attraction, what I want to talk about here, that I find what I believe in. And that's different, though, from kind of what I think is the traditional law of attraction, which is, you know, it's not me literally attracting what I want. First, it's me attracting what I believe in, and then it's that belief that gets me to what I want. And that's the big difference. So I'll say that again. The law of attraction is me first attracting what I believe in, and then that belief eventually gets me to what I want. So that's what I want to talk about here, that my law of attraction goes like that. You believe in certain truths, ideas, values, whatever. You see them in the world and yourself, and then you use that to get what you want. Like, for example, let's back up here. Like, how I used to think of the law of attraction would be that, you know, I can sit here and I can picture and visualize me becoming the world's biggest podcaster, a best-selling author. I can picture myself with a new Hublot or Richard Mille watch in a great relationship, right? And then what? And then what? Like, I think it's kind of laughable to think that I can just keep picturing those things and that I'll just receive them. They'll find me. And yeah, I get that inherent in this definition is that you've got to work hard for it. But to me, like, something is missing from this idea of attraction. And I've kind of proven this in my life, that personally, I've found that, you know, I've been able to get those things, not because I visualized them, and then, yeah, I worked for them, not because I harnessed the power of the secret, but rather because I chose to believe in the truths that empower me to get them. I chose to believe in truths first, and it's those truths that got me to the things that I wanted in the first place. So it's like chicken or egg here. So why do I believe, for example, that I can be a huge podcaster? Why do I believe that I can be a successful writer, financially free? Why do I believe that I can be in a fulfilling, lasting, committed relationship? Well, because that's what I choose to believe. And not just that, but I choose to believe in the things, the truths, the values that enable me to become and get those things I just described, right? I believe in truths. I believe in the power of genuine intention. I believe that hard work rewards you. I believe in empathy. I believe in karma. I believe in being genuine. I believe in gratitude. I believe in the power of being stubborn. And I believe that those are the things that get me what I want. So I attract those truths first, and it's because I can then live those truths that I can get what I want. It's like a two-step process. And so I choose to believe in those things. I choose to believe that those things exist in multitudes, that the world is just teeming with those things. You know, I choose to believe what I think is the opposite of what a lot of people choose to believe, that, you know, the world is unfair, that life is random, that, it, you know, you got to get lucky and so on and so forth. And, you know, I kind of used to believe that myself. Like, when I was grinding in, like, 2014 with my blog, and I couldn't even, like, buy a reader or a subscriber, I would be like, well, I guess it's, you know, it's not in my control. Life is random. It's just not for me. But it's also around that same time where I really tried to shift my mindset here. And I convinced myself that the universe responds to what I believe in, not by giving me things or bringing me people that I want. No, but rather it helps me spot those qualities, those truths that I believe in myself and in others. And that is what gets me to what I want. That if I believe in goodness and kindness and talent and authenticity, that I will spot it over and over and over again. And then I will see that as proof of what I am capable of. That when I spot it in others, I can spot it in myself. And when I do that, that is when I can harness it. And when I harness it, that is the key to getting the things that I want. So that's kind of my vibe here. So I'd ask you, you know, don't think about what you literally want, like the things or the status or the circumstances, and like try to attract that. I would say instead, what do you believe in? What do you believe to be true? What do you choose to believe? Like, seriously, ask yourself that. Like I mentioned, I believe in certain things, and it's because I believe in those things that I am convinced that I find them coming true time and time and time again. I see them in the world around me. I see them in the people I'm drawn to. I see them out in the streets of Chicago. I see them in my career. And then I choose to see them in myself and I live them myself. And it's because I do that that I can attract what I want. And that is the power of attraction. That's the law of attraction, right? So it's like, what do you believe in? What do you choose to believe in? For me, I would say, I believe that people are inherently good. I would say that I believe that life, karma, universe rewards people who have genuine intentions. I believe that selflessness, giving to those that you don't have to give to, helping others, will always, always, always be rewarded. I believe that success, wealth, fame, whatever, comes from being stubborn in who you are and refusing to be anything but. I believe that everyone has a soulmate. I believe that everyone is capable of 10xing, 20xing any area of their life, their wealth, their fitness, their talent. I believe that everyone is capable of being happy and fulfilled. Like, those are things that I choose to believe. And just like in Prometheus, for the sake of the analogy here, I haven't been able to prove all of those things yet, but that's what I choose to believe. And to me, because I've seen it start to come true time and time again, that is the law of attraction. It's a belief in something. It's a faith that something exists, that something is true, that something is possible. And that's what I do. I choose to believe that. I'm stubborn in my belief of those things because the law of attraction to me isn't so much about attracting things literally. It's more about reflecting them. It's more about seeing them in yourself and how you live your life. And when you reflect, you attract. And when you attract, you reflect. It's like this circular thing. So I believe that life isn't like coming at you. Life isn't being presented to you. It isn't happening to you. It's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of what you believe in. The world isn't just random. It isn't just happening. It's responding to who you are and what you believe in. That when you find yourself in a circumstance, when you find yourself doing your thing and life is presenting you with choices or people or opportunities, you are equally attracting them and reflecting them. That all life is feedback on yourself, who you are, what you believe, and how you perceive everything. That is the law of attraction, that you attract, aka reflect, who you are and what you believe. And so when I say that, like, I believe in things like karma and pure intentions and being genuine and the power of potential, like, I get that those are all vague and kind of cheesy. But I believe in them so strongly, even if I have yet to prove them 100% of the time, I have found that the more I choose to believe in them, the more I find them time and time again. And then the more I find them, the more I spot them, the more I see them as proof of what is possible and true, I then find myself turning around and embodying them much more consistently. And that is how I get what I want. That when, for example, I choose to believe in good karma, I find myself noticing a friend who I've never noticed before taking time to walk around Chicago and give food and clothing to homeless people. And then as a result, I find myself so much more willing and eager to lend my time to others. I'll hop on FaceTime or a phone call with a random subscriber or listener to try to help. And it's because of that that I'm finding more and more people are like drawn to the podcast and listen, more people support me. And then it's like I'm on my way to becoming bigger and bigger and achieving a goal that I set for myself, all because I chose to believe in good karma and selflessness. And then I attracted it, I saw it, I reflected it into myself, and then I'm starting to achieve what I want. Like, that's the flow of events there. Or like when I say that I choose to believe that people are inherently good, I find myself being more forgiving when someone says something hurtful or spiteful to me because I choose to believe that their intention is good, but their execution is just poor. You know, I don't take it personally. And as a result, I find myself believing in my own goodness more often, my own intention. I forgive myself. I don't beat myself up so much. And it's because of that belief that I simply find myself just more self-love towards who I am. So if my goal was to love myself more, I attracted that, I reflected that, and now that just started with a simple belief that people are inherently good. Where, like, for example, when I say that I choose to believe that authenticity wins every time in business and success, I find myself meeting more and more people who embody this. They embody it. Like, I met someone on Facebook months back, and we've been working hard for the past couple of months on building something together. And because I saw it in him and what we're building, I, of course, am doubling down on it myself and who I am and how I live, right? And I know that you guys like it when I keep it real. So it's like because of this belief in authenticity that I attracted likeness in my life, and that inspired me to double down on it myself. And that's proven really good for me, for what I have to offer and what I want to do, right? See what I'm saying? Like the law of attraction is simply about asking yourself, what do I believe in? What ideas do I believe in? What truths do I believe in? And when you believe in those things, you actually really do attract them in the world. You spot them more easily. You find proof that they exist more easily. And then with that proof, you build confidence in yourself to exhibit that same truth, that same idea, that same value. And then boom, it's those values that get you to what you want. When you believe in them and you see them and you act on them and you become them, that's how you get what you want. That's why it's like attraction, reflection, and then you win. Like that's the law of attraction to me. It's not like you sit down and you're like, you know what? I want to be a successful podcaster. And so you sit down and you visualize. You visualize what it's like to have millions of adoring subscribers. You picture endorsement deals and success and all that stuff. Nah, that is not the law of attraction. I'm sorry. No disrespect to you if you're like, wait, that is it. Which is agree to disagree. I'm a pragmatic dude. And to me, like that is just a very superficial understanding of this concept. Like the universe doesn't reward people who just sit down and visualize what they want. It rewards people who believe in the truths behind those things. So to me, it would go like this. It would be like, you know what? I want to be a successful podcaster. Therefore, I choose to believe in certain things. I choose to believe in the power of being genuine and authentic. I believe in the power of consistent hard work, and I believe in the power of giving back and karma. And what do you know? The more that I believe in those qualities, the more I see them. I see them in like the top podcasters that I want to be like. I see them embodying these things. They are themselves. They're genuine. They give back. They're massively successful. So that then inspires me to double down on those truths and live them myself. I spot them. I live them. I attract them. I reflect them. And I still have very far to go, but they're enabling me to attract what I want because then I reflect them myself. That is how I think this works. It's attraction and reflection. And you can live this in your life. You attract a truth. You attract an idea. You attract a belief. You spot it. You see it. You see proof of it. And then you reflect it yourself. And that is how you get the things you want, the status you want, the circumstance you want. And obviously, this isn't just for your career, right? I keep using the podcast example because that's really meta. You're listening to a podcast, but like in dating and relationships, for example, like what do you choose to believe in? Do you believe that all men are fuckboys and all women are crazy? Well, I think you're going to attract that and you're going to reflect that, no matter if that's not what you want. Or do you believe that there exists for you a soulmate, your soulmate, that there exists for you a well-intentioned, kind, authentic person? Well, I think you start believing that and you're going to find that person or those people. They might not be available to you, but you're going to notice them. You're going to see that they exist. You're going to see proof of those values. You're going to see an example or examples that are clear and bold to you. And that is then going to empower you to live those truths yourself. You, yourself, because you're not perfect. You need to improve. And you're going to start reflecting those truths more often. And when you do that, that is when things click. Like, I really believe this. That is attraction. And, you know, like I've said before, I'm not a big fan of like self-help rhetoric. Like people say deep, obscure things and no one really knows what it means, but we just nod our heads and you're like, yeah, it sounds cool. But one of those is like, oh, you just got to keep your vibrations high. Keep your vibrations high. And like, I've never really known or understood what that really means. But to me, that just means keep my expectations high, keep my beliefs consistent. And given what I've kind of been rambling about here, that actually makes sense to me. Okay, then I will keep my vibrations high because all that means is I keep my belief in certain things strong and consistent. And that is the foundation for the law of attraction in my mind, that when you believe in certain truths and ideas, you'll start seeing the world around you for what it is. It's just feedback. Everything is just feedback for you. Everything is a reflection of what you believe in. And the more you see that, the more you will start to live that. You'll live those truths. And when you live the truths, when you live the truths behind the things you want, that is when you get those things. So if being genuine is the truth behind being talented and you want to be talented, well, then believe in that and attract that. If being well-intentioned is the truth behind someone who is your soulmate, then believe in that and attract that. If all humans are inherently good and that's the truth behind being drama-free and happy in your life, then believe in that and attract that. If karma is real and that is what gets you where you want to be, then believe in that and attract that, right? That's all it is. So what do you choose to believe in? Ask yourself that and focus on those truths that you choose to believe in. And I'm confident you'll start to attract them. And when you attract them, you reflect them. And that is the key to then getting and achieving what you want. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that gave you something to think about. If it did, I'd love if you'd share the podcast with a friend. I'd love if you drop a 5-star rating and review. And don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.